I've brought several books, but the favorite one of mine is Gone with the Wind. It stays in the national psyche, and not just nationally, but internationally. I was just in Poland, and I had 15 interviews back-to-back over the course of 3 days, and every single interviewer mentioned the book Gone with the Wind.
I think I've read articles where Gone with the Wind is second only to the Bible in international popularity.
It is. And, you know, it's a fantastic story. It won the Pulitzer Prize. I think it's been overshadowed a bit because it was so popular. You know, people tend to think if something's extremely popular, it can't be really well written or interesting or any of those good things. But it's a fantastic story. And I remember reading it when I was a kid, and it really inspired me to want to be a writer.
When did you first pick up Gone with the Wind?
I think I was about 12 years old, which for a young girl is a great time to read Gone with the Wind. You know, there's a lot of sexual tension and passion.
Do you have a favorite passage?
Absolutely. And, you know, as a thriller writer, of course, I'm interested in crime. And a lot of people forget the fact that there's a cold-blooded murder at the center of Gone with the Wind. It's when the Yankee comes and he's stolen Scarlett's mother's sewing kit. And Scarlett kills the Yankee. And this is a really pivotal scene. She had killed a man. She who took care never to be in at the kill on a hunt. She who could not bear the squealing of a hog at slaughter or the squeak of a rabbit in a snare. Murder, she thought dully. I've done murder. Oh, this can't be happening to me. Her eyes went to the stubby-haired hand on the floor, so close to the sewing box, and suddenly she was vitally alive again, vitally glad with a cool, tigerish joy. She could have ground her heel into the gaping wound which had been his nose and taken sweet pleasure in the feel of his warm blood on her bare feet. Pretty violent stuff, right?
It is.
I think about how women write differently from men when they write about violent scenes. Usually all the senses come to bear. You know, when men write about something awful, they tend to just say, here's the gun, here's the body, here's the blood. And I don't want to bash on some guys there,
well, sure.
But they certainly do a good job. But for me, that's the quintessential woman's perspective on violence, because let's face it, we're more likely to be victims of violence. So it's kind of interesting to see this sort of violence written about from a woman's point of view. And the fact that she wants to dance on his blood is really a kind of shocking idea for Scarlett O'Hara.
So, Karen, what else do you have for us?
I have a book called The Treatment by Mo Hayder. And Mo Hayder is an English author, and she's really hardcore. So if you enjoy reading mysteries where cats knit and solve puzzles, then this is not the book for you. But it really is one of the few books, I think, that has ever really scared me.
What is the plot?
It's really awful. And it's about families basically being kidnapped in their own homes and forced to do awful things and then murdered. And to give much more away, I think would ruin the plot for everybody, but it really is a hardcore book. So if you are someone who's squeamish, it's not the book for you.
For you to say that this is one of the scariest books you've ever read as a crime writer, that's really saying something.
Well, it is, you know, because I do read a lot of crime, and I read autopsy reports and police investigation notes and that sort of thing. But I think what really gets to me is the psychological aspect. I mean, that turning of the screw, and where you have scenes that seem so normal and you know something horrible is happening or going to happen. It's just a very frightful thing. And she pulls it off beautifully, and she hides who the real nasty people are in plain sight also, which I think is a great trick. And for a book to surprise me like this one did is pretty rare.
What else have you brought in for us?
Well, being, of course, a Southerner, I have to have some Flannery O'Connor. And my favorite is A Good Man is Hard to Find. I think it's a fantastic story. And again, it's that slow turning of the screw, because you have this typical family vacation and everybody's fighting and there's a nasty grandmother in the back seat always making nasty comments about everybody. I mean, we've all been on this trip.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, what makes this a great Flannery O'Connor short story is there's a serial killer out there called the Misfit, and you have this feeling the family will eventually run into him, and, of course, they do.
So what first drew you to this book?
Got it at the library. The librarians knew I was pretty bloodthirsty.
Flannery O'Connor, such a masterful writer when it came to character development.
She excelled at that. And when I read her initially as a kid, I just thought, oh, wow, this is great. This is sex and violence and all this sort of stuff and nasty things happen. And then in college, I finally understood it was for a reason. Mm. She was really great at doing what I think crime fiction should always do, and that's talk about human nature. Really, every book that has some kind of crime in it, whether it's Gone with the Wind or The Great Gatsby or Crime and Punishment, which had so much crime they put it in the title, it's an entree into kind of peeling the scab off the human condition. And Flannery O'Connor excelled at that.
Karen, with each of our page turners' guests, we ask if there is a notable quote specifically about reading and being a reader that you might like to leave with us.
Sure. Fran Lebowitz, she said, think before you speak, read before you think.
Karen Slaughter, thank you so much for coming in and sharing some of your favorite reads with us.
It was a pleasure.